Hello, my Arrow people. Welcome to the Arrow After Show. We have so much to talk about. It is season 7, episode 15. Training Day.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Hey! Welcome! Welcome!
You have lipstick on your
shirt? I have lipstick on my guns.
Hi, we are so excited to have you here. We have a special guest. This is Oliver. Really, his name is Oliver. Last name Bradford, named after the Queens. But anyways, welcome. Hi. I'm Allie Kona Bradford, and I am joined by some amazing ho-hosts.
Whoa!
That was
rude.
Sorry. I thought I was waiting for her to say, like, ho-ho-ho. I didn't know where it was going. I was like, Christmas
I guess
is
we're
done.
Ho-hosts today, all right? I thought it was girl party time. Anyway, hi, guys. Olivia DiBartoli here. So excited.
Carolina Benetti, thank you for joining us, as always. Yeah. I forgot my own name today.
Off to a good start.
Welcome, my wonderful host. We're missing a host. Matt Maher is not here today because he's celebrating his birthday. Woo-hoo! We'll talk about it a little bit more, but that's where he's at right now.
Yeah.
So, as usual, you guys are co-hosting the show with us if you're watching live. So, at the bottom, join the chat. Please use hashtag ABTVArrow because this show is yours. If you're not watching live, it's okay. Leave comments because we love those, too.
We still want to hear. Oh, yeah. We always answer. I always check in a couple times a week.
Yeah. All right. So, we're going to start with our first hashtag. If you're watching live, get ready to put it in the chat. Hashtag who I love to hate.
Oh, man.
So who's the actor that you love to hate because they did their job so amazing?
They did it so good. Also, let me know in the chat. I'm all over it. So put in your who I love to hate. I'll start. I think ours is going to be kind of the same, okay. But it's Mayor Pollard for me.
Yes.
What a little stick in the mud, that one.
Yep. Also, I felt like she was in collusion with the Midas guy.
Oh, absolutely.
For sure. And you know what made me hate her even more? And this is so ridiculous because it has no tone on anything. How high-pitched her voice was. Like, yeah. I would just have rage that someone with that high pitch of a voice would be my boss.
Yeah. Yeah.
I told you had to wear those. I'd be like, don't
especially when she's yelling at you, forget it. I'd lose it.
I'd probably, yeah, I feel like I would either be punching her or just hitting my head repeatedly against the wall in the locker room, like, get me out of this revolving nightwear.
Nightmare. She was so nice to him because he's like paying apparently all these, like, he's like this millionaire in the city. So he's like funding the SCPD basically. And I was like, come on.
Yeah. I don't know. You're better than that. She has too much of a vendetta against the vigilantes though. And it makes me think that she's in cahoots with him.
Oh, absolutely. That's the exact word in my notes.
If it plays out that she was in cahoots with him, especially because Black Widow, wrong franchise.
Black Canary.
Don't boo her. Props to Scarlett.
No, I love her.
ScarJo. Hashtag ScarJo.
She hates that nickname. Well. But anyways, so Black Canary totally like twisted her arm on it, and now they've got a resolution that's going to get signed. They're going to be able to use their thing. But I great job to the actress because I can't stand her and her voice. Is that her real voice? Because it really is like nails on a chalkboard to me. I'm so sorry.
If so, then you're going to be her hashtag who I love to hate for saying all that about her. So I have two.
Okay.
Because my original one was Dinah, just because I understand where she's coming from, but I was really getting annoyed with her being so by the book and so like how Renee called her out for rolling over, basically like not even putting up a fight, even though she knows that everything they're doing moves at the pace of molasses compared to the way that Team Arrow works.
Yeah.
But I changed my mind last minute and decided that Amiko is my hashtag who I love to hate.
I mean, Amiko's a double-timing little loser.
Yeah, and I love that Laurel called her out on it.
And I think that everybody would believe Laurel, because especially Felicity, because Felicity and Laurel are like full buds now.
Yeah, I didn't like it at the end when she's like, would they believe you, Black Siren? And I was like, yes, they would believe Black Siren.
Right. But she just felt like, I did my homework. Yeah. I'm so proud.
Yeah. No, I want that nipped in the butt immediately because also Laurel has been phenomenal. She's been phenomenal all season. I've loved her. I've been team Laurel, which is wild because remember, I used to not like her at all as Black Canary. I felt like her storyline was... So I'm really happy that she has a way better storyline. But I just want her to feel loved and accepted for real by everyone. So I want her to, you know, be put to the test and tell them something and have them really believe her.
And they will. Yeah. Okay, they let's better. Jump into the chat.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hi, everyone. Okay. Hi. So Ivan Soto, oh, he says the puppy is so cute. Hi, oh, Ivan. Black Magic is here. Claudia F. I don't think I've seen Claudia before.
Welcome, Claudia.
Hi. Claudia. Oh, and I saw a new subscriber, Anthony Barry.
Hello.
So, hi, Anthony. I think he's also in the chat. Puddle Pirate Productions. Hi, guys.
Nice.
And then Mateo Valley Productions. Why? What's with the productions?
I don't know.
Puddle Pirate. Are you Coast Guard? Because that's what they call the Coast Guard or the Puddle
Pirates.
We
talked about this before with this person's name, I think.
I think
we
so.
We had a whole, like, Army-Navy discussion about it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so.
Proud protectors of all puddles.
Ivan Soto, I hate Team Arrow for still being cops. Arrow is just a cop show now. Okay, well, I mean, they changed it.
I don't think it's really a cop show. It's not like we're watching Law and Order.
It was definitely CSI Star City for a second at the beginning there. But I think they changed it at the end. Puddle Pirate says, who I love to hate is also Dinah. Billie Jean Girl. Hi, Billie Jean Girl.
Booby69.
She, you'll never get over
I know.
That. She wanted to punch Emiko in the face.
Thank you.
You were not alone.
Who else? It looks like, Mercenary84 says it looks like Dinah's canary cry battery has run out. That's really sad. The canary cry.
But we knew that because of the future flash forwards. Right. We knew that something had happened. And the second that that accident happened to her, we all were like, nope, that's it. Yeah. Her voice is going to be gone because it explains it.
Anybody else think, wow, you bounce back? Like, you're already at work?
Yeah.
Was there a time lapse that they just didn't explain?
No, because, there has to be a time lapse.
Yeah, because there's not even a fresh wound, no stitches, anything. It just skipped ahead.
No, there's definitely a time lapse. Okay. I mean, every time we go into Arrow, I've never watched the show thinking like, oh, and this is what happened the very next day.
Yeah. Well, not the next day, but like maybe a week or something. But like that doesn't heal in a week. That was
a gnarly cut.
Yeah.
But also, the whole thing with Dinah this episode is she was so gung-ho about them not using their powers and like being in the cop uniforms, and then when they were out on that very first mission, she tried to use her canary cry.
And
I was like,
because
well,
things got desperate, and she was trying to like salvage whatever
exactly,
she could.
But it was like it was two sided for me.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like one, she does love being the Black Canary, so being muscled into a corner where she has to just be the captain.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's hard for her. And her that much, but I'm gonna take her side on this one. That's her power. And think about it, it's your knee-jerk reaction to go to what you know, especially when one, it was going to shiznit quick, and she was trying to fix it, and two, it's infallible. Her canary cry has never failed her, so it was also a little heartbreaking to watch, but I liked it. I thought it was good storytelling.
Claudia F says she can still get her cry though. Laurel/OG canary wasn't meta. So maybe she can get it back eventually.
Yeah.
Cisco made her one. It was like a little box, but it wasn't as powerful.
That's true. But she's it could be.
She's so proud. She's not going to run around with a little box.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
But it's better than nothing.
Anyway. I agree.
The old Laurel just wanted power. So she took it because she wanted to even the playing field more against the wildness that they were fighting. Whereas the new Laurel, she has that meta power, so she ain't gonna ever use a little box. But, you know, for Dinah, did I say it right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Finally. It only took four seasons.
Yeah.
She hasn't been on four seasons. Anyways, but so Dinah, you know, like if you were a meta, imagine like you have this amazing power and then it gets taken away. Would you really want a handicapped version of it that doesn't work as well? That could fail you because it's tech.
I would take it. I'd be like, well, it's something, you know?
I'd be like, it's better than nothing.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't think her pride would let her take it.
Maybe. Well, you know what, though? But I do want to talk about Dinah. I'm glad somebody else hashtag who I love to hated her. Because I feel like, she's hanging on to this captain thing, but she's rolling over. She's totally letting this other woman bully her. And I get that she's your boss and she's threatening your job, but at the end of the day, like, some of the orders that you know you're giving orders that are in some senses dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, you are putting other people in danger because you know that the method that you guys are using to approach is not necessarily as safe as what Team Arrow would do. And prime example is when they went out together for that first time, Like, I was even writing down, I'm like, I feel like Team Arrow is wasting their time saving all your asses instead of fighting the bad guy, because I'm over here tucking you down so you don't get shot and protecting you. And it's like, oh my God, you guys are just a hot mess.
It was such a mess. That's exactly what I was thinking when I was watching it. I was like, this is a hot mess.
I wrote the SCPD is a mess. My note.
And I'm so glad that, because I was going to be pretty bummed if they continued this whole thing for like many episodes. I was going to be like, this is the dumbest thing. And like, I'm not trying to watch a cop show.
Exactly.
I want to watch Arrow for what Arrow is.
Exactly.
Especially now that we know that it's ending. Like, I want it to come out like with a bang.
Blazing.
The way that we love it to be. So.
Right.
And we got a happy ending. We did, in the sense that they got what they wanted. We're going to go back to the Arrow Cave. Bow, bow, bow. And Felicity's going to get her awesome powers back. And I call her superhuman speed on a computer, her powers, because they are awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to see like Felicity's company take off the ground, too. I felt like there was a lot of foreshadowing about smoke technologies. I'm so excited. Who else is excited? Like, is anybody else excited to see more of Smoke Technologies before we exit out, now that we know we've got this season and 10 episodes?
I mean,
next
I like
year.
That they alluded to it. So that was cool.
I want more. Show me more.
I'm going to speak on behalf of Matt Maher for my hashtag who I love to hate.
Okay.
And I'm going to say the flash forwards.
Yeah.
Only because I didn't mind
I
the
like
story.
Them.
I didn't. No, tonight's, I didn't mind.
Yes,
but
I agree.
Going back to what we say every single time, how can I get excited about what's about to happen with Felicity's technologies, about the partnership that they're embarking on, that Diggle's talking about, the only way to create change is to, you know, a vigilante way is going to give up after, like, it's just not going to work after a while. Let's try something new. Well, I already know that you try something new because of the present. I already know that it's not going to work because I just saw the future.
Right.
Damn it.
Yeah, no,
that's how I feel.
I mean, it's the same thing. Like,
but there's so many things that could go down in between it.
I know, but I'm still mad. That's the thing. Is like, I already know there's not a happy ending. It'd be different if it's like I'm taking a journey to get somewhere that I want to go, but I already know I don't want to go there.
We don't know, because it's not like the future is set in stone, and it's not like the future is done.
Yeah,
this is a version of the future that we're watching.
It is. No.
And I'm so sucked into it that I actually would like to see more of the story.
I don't know. Like, it would be a great show on its own. And somebody actually predicted that there could be a Star City 2040 or something.
I would love it. And I'd watch it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, and I think that's great. And, like, again, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not saying the writing is, like, shitty or whatever. I'm just saying it should be a separate entity, because I feel like I'm watching a spoiler. Yeah. Like, I already know that Star City is this big, black, dreary place that I don't want to be. So I already feel like the team failed. We already know that Felicity is not anywhere.
Yeah.
With her kids, at least, if she is alive. Like, it just seems so gloomy.
I'm going to play devil's advocate, since I'm sitting between the both of you.
Okay.
I do agree that I don't want to continue seeing these flash forwards that are so sad. And I have this little, like, vision of how the future is going to be. However, I'm with you that these flash forwards are kind of good. I mean, well, this episode is kind
really
of good.
And
I'm interested in seeing this relationship between, you know, brother and sister that's continuing.
William and Mia.
I see both sides.
I really enjoy the flash forwards. I think that it's brilliant storytelling, because you're setting us up for what went wrong. I love to know, how did we get to this point? Instead of thinking of it as like, that's where we go, think of it as, how did we get there? Because it's all about the journey, not the destination.
Mateo has something also deep.
Mm.
I like to think of the present day as a flashback and the flash forward as the present.
But then I don't like the present.
Well, but the present can change.
I think it's just because I'm so married to these characters and I love them so much. Yeah. And I already know that the flash forward is showing me, like, Oliver's not around.
But he might not be dead. That's the thing, is that Arrow is a mystery at the end of the day.
Yeah, but the vigilantes are, like, outlawed. And everything is like, well, your dad caused this. The vigilantes caused this.
That's
like,
true.
Life sucks That's because annoying. Of the vigilantes. And I'm like, ugh.
But you now, guys, how many seasons have we watched where they've either been villainized or victimized or whatever?
Yeah.
And then things work out. So I like to think that the future flash forwards will have a happy ending workout.
And they were about to go into the glades, into this shiny, beautiful place. So maybe it'll change. And maybe these two will, you know, change the world.
I hope so. But again, I mean, I would love to see that in a different show.
Yeah.
I just, yeah.
Well, okay. I would like to see them find their parents and get them out and then have Team Arrow kicking butt in the future. Like, I hope that that's cute. Where... Yes! Yeah, I hope that that's where the future flash forwards are leading us. Yeah. So I am... I am a staunch supporter of the flash forwards.
Yes. Yeah. All right. So anyway.
Let's Alec talk... I still love you, though.
I know. Yeah. I still love you guys, too. Let's talk a little bit about a topic that I think we can speed through a little bit, but it's definitely important, and that's Laurel. And I wrote down Tiger. I'm like, I don't remember the rest of his name. The gentleman in jail, in prison.
Oh, the Connor Hawke's dad?
Yeah. Isn't his name something affiliated with a tiger?
I don't know. I was so, Claw, like, excited tiger. About...
Am I wrong? Chat,
can you help us out?
Please.
Father of Connor Hawke. I almost called him Stark.
At first was
Turner.
Oh, okay. Turner. But what's Turner's, like, cool code name?
Ivan. Come on. Just kidding. Oh, Bronze Tiger. Yeah,
Ivan. Thank you.
Can I just say, shout out to Ivan Soto. He's on top of it. He always gives us the, like, facts. Real facts.
Appreciated.
I don't know how he keeps them all straight. Like, at this point, we have so many characters.
It's tough.
And so many of the characters that I know from the comic books are, like, other versions of other characters mixed together. Yeah. And I get so confused. I'm like, wait.
And then in the comic books, like, things are different, and, like, yes. people are alive that are not alive anymore, and I'm like, I don't know who's alive and who's dead. But it also depends even,
like, what comic line, timeline you're reading, so, like, forget it.
It's all a mess.
Yeah.
Woo. Anyhow.
Oh, so I was just saying, I didn't think he was lying about knowing what he knew, but when he said, you know, bring my son in here, and I was like, in the jail cell? How old is your child? And then when the child,
I wrote that down,
because I was like, is it an adult? Because he made it sound like he wanted his kid to live with him. So yeah. I was like,
I heard that too.
Is he another convict and you just want to share a cell with him? And then when the little kid came, I was like, oh, he's so cute.
He's so cute. And when he called him, I'm excited to see the Connor Hawke reference. But yeah, the little boy came in, I was like, oh. What a little angel boy.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was definitely just like I want to visit him type of situation. Mm-hmm. I want to see him. And I fully believe him. Because he was kind of a decent guy when he was in prison with Oliver, too.
Right.
Well, they're also setting up Connor Hawke because he's going to flash forward. So I was, he was so cute. But it's weird that he wanted his kid to come hang out with him in prison.
He wants to visit him. He wants to see his little boy grow. It makes sense.
I would think, like, I want to see my son, like, not behind glass. I get that, like, in, like, a meeting area. But actually taking your son into a jail cell,
it's more
like it messed up.
I get if you don't have the leverage, but he's got the leverage in the upper hand. So if you're gonna blackmail somebody, well, not blackmail, but you know what I mean, if you're gonna bribe somebody, at least do it, like, maybe under better conditions and be like, hey, is there, like, a visitation office that's appropriate
that's
for a
what
kid?
I'm saying.
Yeah,
like some crayons. It's like, hey son, come on in here into my one bunk cell and the
toilet's right there.
I think it was just about spending time with him. It didn't matter what location they were at. They just wanted to spend one-on-one time with
his little
boy.
I'm just thinking of it from a child's psyche point of view. I'm like, yeah, you're really damaging that kid. Like, but wait for you. I'm glad selfishly that you're getting your moment.
Like, because, yeah, do you really want your kid to remember that?
Yeah, that's true.
Or what if, like, you don't see your kid anymore? Because, again, now I'm wondering, in the flash forwards, how did Diggle end up with this little boy?
Yeah.
What happened to this little boy's real dad? Did he willingly give him up because I want a better life for you, or did he get killed?
Well, he's been in jail forever, and Laurel even said that it's going to be hard for her to get him out. So, and he keeps going into solitary confinement. He keeps saying that. So it's probably a thing of, I'm just never going to get out of jail, even though he's not really a bad guy, which is sad.
It is possible. That's a much more positive outlook, that he's just stuck in jail. Not that that's positive, but he's stuck in jail versus dying or something awful happening, is that by the time he gets out, you know, like, you make those bonds with your parents as kids, and let's say he gets out and Connor's like 15. Yeah. Connor might be like, cool, bro.
Yeah.
Thanks for being my dad-ish.
And Ivan brought up a good point. How did Turner and Diggle, like, how do they know each other? How do they...
It's coming, you guys. See, this is why the flash forwards are so great. They make you think about what's happening.
I guess. I mean, they haven't been great. This one was okay, but they haven't been
great. I liked it. I like the flash forwards.
Anyway.
So, Is there anything that you'd like to share with us, Carolina?
Absolutely, you guys. Thank you so much for watching us every week. We really appreciate you. So before we talk more about Arrow, we do want to say thank you. Thank you so much for making us the ESPN of TV talk. But to help us grow so that we can bring you more awesome programming, more DC shows, more after shows.
Yeah.
Love us. Like, please love me. Love us, please. And you can do that by liking this video, commenting on this video, telling your friends about this video.
Subscribing, like Anthony Berry did today.
Absolutely. Writing in the comments, shout out, it's my first time, because we will shout you out. Yeah, telling us it's your birthday, we will shout you out. Saying hello to us on social media and giving us a 5-star rating, because we will shout you out. Right. So get your 5 minutes of fame. Make sure we bring you more work. And it lives forever. It's not even 5 minutes. It'll be there forever. Your name will live forever. You can just gift that. Just have it coming, like. Yes. Well, anyways, thank you so much. We really appreciate you. And I don't know, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you guys. So thanks.
It's all for you. Thank you.
Brought to you by Carolina Benetti. Thank you. Anyway, yes. And also, you mentioned social media. This is my time. I like to shout out to you guys, to us as a team, and to you at home. Thank you so much for joining us in the chat. But we love when you join us on social media too. So support your hosts, whether it's our after show or other after shows. Follow AfterBuzz TV, but also follow us. I'm at yours truly, Ali Kono, with little underscores in between on Instagram. I'm more active on there than Twitter, though you can find me there too. Follow these guys as well.
I'm Olivia Di Bortoli on all platforms, and I will follow you back if you tell me you follow me from Arrow.
Hi guys, I'm Carolina Benetti, and I'm always on Instagram. You can find me at LinaBean113, like a lima bean, but with an N.
Cute. I love that you just said hi guys, like you just started the show.
I am. This is a whole new part of me, but I love Instagram. I'm always on there. I share really funny comics every day, like funny little corny comics. So if you're a big fan of like popsicle jokes, that's totally my vibe. And I share my workouts, so you can follow that too.
Yeah, you've been working out a lot lately.
So much.
Guns.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about the little teeny tiny section of the show where we actually had some thuggish action going on. We had these bullets.
This is your thuggish?
Thuggish.
Is that...
I know.
Ali Kona, you're killing it this season. This is right up there with the turkey crab.
Oh, it's gone now.
It's gone.
Oh, so it's like...
That's kind of what it sounded like the first one. But you know what? We still got Black Siren bringing up the rear, so your turkey cry can be well and alive.
I mean, hello.
She's still around. She's kicking.
All right, so fuzzy bullets. I call them fuzzy bullets. Fizzy bullets. You know what I mean? Oh. You start fizzing up. It sucks. obviously short little storyline there to get things rolling as far as to show how things went with the SWAT and all that other good stuff. Cool, I guess. Any thoughts, comments, concerns about any?
I thought he was turning into a werewolf.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like when it started to get all purple and he started to foam, I was like, ooh, are we going to get like some, is he going to like go full wolf on us? Like, rah. Is that what we're going to be dealing with this episode? But then he just died. And I was kind of disappointed because I was expecting like a wolf or a little underworld-y. Like when you shoot them with the solar bullets and they're like, ah! Yeah, I was waiting for
that. I agree. I thought it was going to be much cooler. And then they just shot him and died. And I was like, well, then why don't you just shoot him somewhere better? Like their heart or their head.
Yeah. You know? But he was timing it, right? So from the arm, from the leg, maybe just like different. Or maybe he was just having fun. He could have been having fun.
Wait, so it's like a faster way to kill somebody? Is that
I think it was just a fun way to kill somebody. Because it's definitely not faster. A bullet's a lot faster.
Yeah, I didn't know there were fun ways to kill people. That's
sad.
Know,
I don't know. But
at the same time... Do you see I'm still processing. It's a fun way to kill someone. Okay. What are you doing in your spare time?
No, I'm just saying evil people, evil minds, they like to watch...
I'm giving you a hard time.
You know. Either way, I don't know... I feel like this character is not done yet. Not that he's going to be some big, huge, big evil bad, but at the same time, we mentioned lightly earlier that potentially, obviously, him being in cahoots with the mayor and her being somebody that I think is involved with, whether it be Dante, or somebody else. But as you guys mentioned, like she just had such a hard vendetta.
Yeah.
And at the same time, too, that's like going back to what's her bucket that was
Waller?
Who?
Not Amanda Waller. The one that we did not like at the.
There's a long list.
There's a.
She's the one. Where should we begin? She's the one who got Oliver to confess and put him in Slapside. not AD. What was she? Oh, from Glow. She's from Glow,
yeah,
too.
I know who you're talking about.
I know who you're talking about.
The DA.
Yes.
Whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
We know who you're talking about.
We, for the longest time, because I know I said it, I think one of you guys said it too, because she was coming so strong, it was so blatant that she had another MO outside of I'm just doing good for the world.
Yeah.
And we found
she wasn't doing good for the world.
No. And so that's why with this lady, they're, to me, again, making it very obvious for us as viewers that there's something crazy going on. Because what did the vigilantes do to you to make you hate them so much when you know that they're always accomplishing the things they need to accomplish?
Right.
Or your pockets being lined by somebody who's telling you you need to, you know, make their life more difficult.
Her name is Watson, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Ivan, for the win.
Thank you.
Thank
but
you,
I
Ivan.
I don't know. I feel like what... I know that Arrow likes to recycle storylines, but they, we just saw that even this season. You
right.
know? Like, why would they do that whole storyline again? I think she's just being...
She could just be a hard ass, stuck,
you know, like, trying to stick to her job and, like, doing the best thing that she can, that she knows how, and just being, like, obnoxious about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that there's anything deeper with that, honestly. I think that the big bad for this... the rest of the season is going to be Dante. And it's weird that we didn't see him at all in this episode.
Tonight. Right. Well, it's weird that he's the big bad and he didn't come in until last episode, which was episode 14. So we went through 13 episodes without the big bad and just his name being said.
Maybe he's going to be just like the worst bad.
Maybe. Do you guys think that he... Okay, he's obviously like really cool in the way he fights. Do you think he has any type of extra, like a meta type skill the way... oh my God. Blonde guy...
What? Wow, we're failing tonight with names.
So bad, failing. So hard.
Ivan probably already
Ivan
told
help
us.
Us.
But you know what I mean? Like he had powers. He was the first big bad that had actual powers.
Oh yeah.
I don't know who you're talking about. I'm
with
so
the guy,
confused.
The guy with the light eyes
and the blonde hair. Oh my God.
I'm sorry, I don't remember people by blonde hair. There's been a lot of blondes.
He was my favorite big bad of ever.
Yeah,
of all
the
time.
Whole season.
Oh,
God. Why? Come on, man.
Where's Ivan? Ivan's
come
gone.
On.
He hates us. It's fine.
Come on.
Damien Dark, movie
Thank
Messiah.
You.
Oh,
Thank
yeah.
you, Damien Dark. How can we forget
that? I don't
his
know.
Hair was
I'm
white.
He was white, but I'm embarrassed.
He wasn't. I was thinking of like a normal blonde.
Oh, no, no.
I was like, no. What
Damien
normal
Dark.
Blonde?
He was
Damien
my
Dark.
Favorite of all time. He was the
he was
best
pretty good.
He was the best. He was the best big bad.
Yeah.
Him and when the like... now I'm blanking.
it's like an epidemic
the
with
court,
us tonight.
The not the Court of Shadows.
Whatever.
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 You know
moving
what? Pretty soon we're moving on. We're just moving on.
We're just beginning.
Listen, the Al Ghuls. I liked when all of them, like the Ra's al Ghul and all them, were like going after them in earlier Arrow seasons. I love those storylines.
Yeah.
Those were the best. And then Damien Dark. Those are like my
Damien
two
Dark
favorite big bads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed. Okay, so I think we've, like, blazed through this episode for the most part. The only thing we didn't dive into, which we talked about, well, I talked about my relationship with the Fast Forwards, but we didn't actually, like, talk about what had happened, about the whole situation with the cassette and everything else like that. So let's get into that a little bit as far as, first of all, William, okay? When old boy is like, you look like money, it's $1,000 for a cassette tape.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, no. And when the girl bumped into him, I was like, oh,
come on,
my God,
William.
Dude.
He definitely takes after his mother more, or I guess his stepmother more, with the tech and the brain.
That's what I was thinking
watching
it.
You know, not the action stuff. And then Mia's definitely more like her father.
Yes.
You know.
I thought that was a really cool reference, though, when he did say, when William told Mia... I feel like you're going to say, Felix, you have saved the city. And she's all, well, that's a dumb thing to say. Our dad said that. Oh, I guess it's cool.
I love her attitude. It's so, like, poignant, you know? She's just on
but
top of it.
But it's very much like Oliver. Like, I feel like she sat back and watched Stephen Amell perform.
Yeah.
And then added that into her performance of,
Catherine
like, his
McNamara
attitude.
Is her name?
Yeah.
She's really good. I like her a lot.
She was on Shadowhunters before.
She reminds me of an Olsen. Like, she should be in the family of the Olsons. I don't know if it's the chin or the lips from here down.
I don't see it, but
maybe.
No, I respect your opinion.
Yeah,
they all have light hair. That's it.
Anyways.
I was a huge fan of the Olsons. I watched all of their movies.
Right. Okay, so we're like all over the place.
Yeah.
But basically, yeah, I just wanted to talk about that. And obviously we got to hear Felicity's voice in the future, which was really nice. I like the fact that she had said something along the lines of like, she acknowledged the fact that their separation was not an accident or due to circumstances, but a choice that her and Oliver made to keep them safe. So I'm glad we got that nugget of information.
Yeah, and I'm glad that we got to see the relationship between the two of them progress and them kind of coming together as a family. I thought was really cute.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why I like this flash forward better, is because it was a little bit more positive. There was a little bit maybe more of a shining light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, it's still dark and dreary.
I liked watching their relationship.
Yeah.
Between Mia and William. It was really great. Yeah. I think both of those actors have a lot of chemistry, so I'm excited to see them do more scenes together because it's really fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The last scene I really liked was the fight scene when she's like, "You're not going to kill me because you're my brother."
Yeah.
That was good too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah.
It's cute.
We didn't actually talk about any of the fight scenes today, but I mean, that's such a visual. Did I just spit at you? I am so sorry.
Wow.
Wipe it off. Wipe it off. We didn't have to talk. We didn't talk about the fight scenes yet.
There was they weren't magical. Like, no. They weren't. We're so spoiled.
I was just about to say we're so spoiled about the fight scenes.
Spoiled. Our fight scenes are so epic. Like, really, after the prison fight, I feel like, I don't know, can they do a more epic fight?
That prison fight was so good.
I don't know. It's like gotten to the point where Game of Thrones is like, this was the craziest battle you've ever seen, followed by, wait till you see the last season, this is the craziest battle.
Yeah.
It took 7 weeks to film one fight scene, and I'm like, I'm gonna tune in for that.
Okay. Yeah,
but it's like the same thing on Arrow now. Like, after they let the stunt coordinator get in there and direct the episode, and you were like, I felt like I was like in a full-length feature film watching that fight scene. So now when they have fight scenes, I'm like, that's all right.
I really want to see Mia in like a massive epic fight scene. That would be cool.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah.
In
a
flash forward, just like her like taking down 20 people like her dad did.
Yeah.
Dude, she would be cool. Punched that guy and he like went flying today, and I was like, she got like meta power in that.
She's got some moves.
Yeah.
That would be awesome to see like a massive fight with her.
You know what? High five. Boom. Ooh. I want to see that.
I don't know why I high-fived you with this one. I could have just done this.
I was expecting it to be nice and easy, but I was like, she's really into
this.
She's in
it. I made it really much more difficult. Anyways.
Well, I feel like we have a lot of information and news and gossip. We have our Archer's Alley. We have some other things going on. So while we collect all that information for you to take a peek at, I'd like for you to hop into the chat, all those of you who are active, and start doing your predictions. Homework. None of this, like, two people with predictions nonsense. I'm looking at you.
I'm and by believing in them tonight.
She means start thinking about what you think is going to happen next.
Yes.
In case you were unclear. We do this at the end of every episode. We talk about what we think will happen in the show.
Yes. So why don't we get to your Archer's Alley?
All right. So I have an awesome photo for you guys of Oliver and his girls. But actually, today I'm going to tell you a fun fact about Oliver Queen as the Green Arrow. Do you know how many arrows Green Arrow can shoot in a minute?
Ooh, how many? 200.
Four in a minute?
In a minute?
I don't know. He could do like 5 at the same time.
I was going to say, I'm going to say like 50.
Like, he's got to have some kind of aim. No, you guys are aiming way too high.
Oh, okay. So we believe in Oliver a little too much.
It's 29. It's 29 arrows per minute. Mm. And he stated this in the Sound of Silence story arc because Black Canary told someone that he could shoot 26 and he corrected her and said, no, I can do 29.
Wow.
So now you know. And if you want to read that story arc again, I'll say it to you. It's called The Sound of Violence.
Wow.
Okay?
That was fun.
So now you guys can Google it. You can find the story arc. It's a fun comic. And 29. 200. Come on.
Well,
I mean, the man's not Superman. He doesn't have magical powers.
Like I said, in my mind, he was shooting 5 at a time.
Yeah. He's a superhero. I feel like they never call them superheroes in this show either.
No.
And they're
all vigilantes.
They're superheroes. Anyways. Okay. I guess, I'll go next.
Okay.
So we sometimes get sent fan art, and we love it when you guys send us fan art because it's like one of my favorite things to see. So Steven St. John's, he's been with us since the beginning, since season one.
Since we started.
Since we started. Yeah. So he always sends us good stuff, and I thought this one was a good one to share because this is the one that he drew up when Stephen Amell found out that there's only going to be 10 episodes left in season 8, and then that is it. Well, so it's an image of the Green Arrow crying, and I thought that was he did a really good job. So yes. His Twitter handle will come up next if you want to see it. So Stevenson Johnson. He has so much good stuff. He's drawn one of Carolina and I before. Mm-hmm. He's done stuff for almost every episode. He draws a
really did a cool... group. Didn't he do a group image of us last year?
I think so. And then yeah, just like every episode, so he picks a scene from the episode and then draws it up. And he does a great job every year, every time. So I thought that was good. Good fun fact.
Yeah.
Also, since we're here, there's obviously one of us missing. And he's missing for a good reason. We want to wish Matt a very happy birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. So there's some photos of Matt. I think this was him celebrating his birthday, I think,
yes, he was on air in Portland.
Yeah, so he was celebrating with some friends. And, like, these are his catchphrases. He always uses sugar, as you know.
Yeah.
So there's another photo of his birthday, and then it's just photos of him. So we just love Matt. He's probably one of the best co-hosts I've ever had. He's hilarious. Yes. We love him deeply. So happy birthday, Matt. Yay. Hope you're celebrating and going extra crazy tonight.
Yes. Wish him happy birthday on social media. Seriously. He'll love it.
Matt, 2 T's, 2 R's, as he says.
Yes. All right, so we have some other fun pictures. We have to talk about it. Obviously, you made light mention of Mr. Oliver, the fuzzy version,
won't sit still.
So, oops. I guess, yeah, we're not in news yet. So, I picked some pictures that were, like, just some of my faves or just, like, throwbacks to look at for Arrow in the past, because we've had a lot of seasons, obviously, and I also want to read you some quotes from Mr. Stephen Amell, but if you take a look at your screen now, you'll see that this is a poster for season 1.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
I love him in a suit jacket, though. Like, man, Stephen can wear a suit.
Stephen can wear anything.
Stephen can or really nothing. Wear a suit.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they did give us that in the prison.
Remember? Yeah.
Yes. All right. So we can go to our next picture. These are a collection of pictures from the beginning. This is our first moment where we see Felicity and Oliver have, like, well, I mean, they always had, like, a little thing, but this is, he actually saves her in this, like, the elevator shaft with the fire and all that.
Felicity has changed so much.
Yeah. And her bandaging his beautiful abs.
Speaking of wearing nothing.
I know, right? If you're listening to the podcast, there's a lot of wonderful pictures. So join us on YouTube so you can take a look at the pictures. And then we'll go ahead and scoot on over to the next picture.
Aww.
And Thea, when she had long hair before,
crazy.
It's so interesting to go back through the years and see how much people have
He looks
matured.
Like a baby. Stephen Amell looks like a baby in this photo. Look at that little baby face.
Yeah. And then we have Moira, just shout out to her, because we obviously haven't seen her in a while. I really
and
like
there was
that
a shout out to her tonight with the Moira. Mia. Yeah, for Moira.
Yeah. Yeah. And coincidentally, the whole mayor thing. Okay, so this, I love this picture, not just because Stephen Amell's abs are just out flapping in the wind, which, you know, that's amazing too. But you have John Barrowman in the background. And if any of you have seen this interview, I'm sure you have, because it was a really popular one. It was John Barrowman talking about this specific scene and in between takes. And, you know, this is like a serious moment, right? Like, the Dark Archer has caught Oliver Queen. He said he walked up to Stephen and he'd be like, coochie, coochie, coo. Like, he would tickle him and, like, twist his nipples and just do funny stuff to him. I thought that was amazing. I love him. Both of them. Okay, next. And this is from episode 1.
He looks like Jesus.
The pilot. I think I said
Blonde
that too.
Jesus.
And our first ever flashback.
That's crazy.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to our next. Okay, so this is just a quote that I wanted to read to you guys. I'm sure if you follow him on Stephen Amell, follow him on Twitter, you've read this, but we have to reiterate. So this was in part Steven's decision. He said, I approached Greg Berlanti and said that I thought, both personally and professionally, that at the end of my commitment this coming season, it would be best for me to move on. I've always been a fan of the television shows that not only don't overstay their welcome, but end in a manner that really packs a punch. It had always been my hope that we would know when we were going to finish this journey and not limp to the finish line, so to speak.
Yeah.
So, yes, to not get canceled is obviously important. And then he also said that, I mean, that's sort of the same thing. If you guys can't see it, it's always been clear to me how much it means to Stephen Amell to have the privilege of getting to go on this journey as Oliver Queen, says Grant Gustin, and how much he cares and always puts towards it. I will never forget, oh, so many memories we share together during our hundreds, if not thousands, of hours crossing over, of crossover filming. And then he had also said that he never forgot binge watching season one and being scared shitless of my first day on set, seeing you all in person. Stephen, you are a legend. Maybe this means we can hang out more. And I thought that was really cool. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's true.
Like, Grant Gustin's also a complete sweetheart.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He's so nice, yeah. You guys. He is such a genuinely kind person.
Also, too, really quickly, there was mention of the fact that their ratings have gone down just a little bit as far as viewership. So that's also one of the things that Stephen Zamell, in reference to him saying, like, we don't want to limp off, meaning like we get canceled. And one of the things that I was reading is that CW, quote, was like being generous sometimes with their ratings. Even if something's not doing so well, they'll keep it on for the fans. So I appreciate him, again, wanting to leave in a space and place where people still want more versus people being like, oh my God. And I feel like they are starting to get to that point.
I mean, I felt that way about Smallville. I mean, I can't even tell you how long ago I stopped watching Grimm and how long ago I stopped watching. What's the other one that just won't go off the air?
It's Supernatural.
Yeah. I mean, no offense.
People love Supernatural.
People love that show. Don't come at me. Don't attack me. I'm not taking it away from you.
You're on your boat on that one.
I'm not taking that away from you.
Fans.
But I'm just saying that I quit. Because I was just like, how many more times can I do this? I'm bored.
Right. Well, when it's the same thing. And we've talked about it. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that is our news and gossip. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We had a blast with you. I hope did too. I'm going to turn to the front so you can see all four of us. And
three,
wish well, you...
Four.
Four.
Oh,
yeah, there was... Excuse me.
Ivan Soto loves the puppy, though.
Oh, good. And he's got green on, coincidentally. So, short story. I adopted him for my mom for Christmas 1 year, and I did name him Oliver after a queen. My mom, I think, thinks it's Oliver Twist. That's okay. She ironically has him in green. So,
hey.
Anyway, thank you again for listening to me ramble and for these wonderful ladies for joining me, my co-hosts. And we'll see you next week. Again, follow us on social media at yours truly, Ellie Coda.
Predictions.
Oh.
I was like, where is she going?
You guys.
After Buzz TV predictions.
I was like, wait, what is happening?
I was speeding out,
wait,
right?
What about the
was
lights?
I?
Oh, whatever.
Okay, fans.
I'm gonna get on the chat with those predictions.
Please.
There are a few. Oh, no, I lost them.
I forfeit my predictions, so that way you guys have times.
Okay. Puddle Pirate Prediction says, production says, I predict that Amiko and Oliver will grow closer by the end of The Big Paddle. There was another one. It's hard because there's a lot of... Oh, Ivan says, I think Oliver and Amiko will be forced to battle each other. Isn't that kind of the same thing? Okay. What else?
Ooh.
Mateo, I predict that Amiko's betrayal leads to Renee at a crossroads, which leads to Renee siding with Amiko, which will lead to Renee and Dinah to fight. It was said in the flash forward by Dinah that they fought.
Oh.
Good one.
That's a good one.
I like it.
All right. Whew. Oh, wait. One more. Movie Messiah. I have to. Stephen Amell tweeted that the show was in Mia's hands next week, so I think that we're going to see Oliver die by the hands of Amiko and Felicity spirals out of control. Dang.
Well, that's dark.
That's dark.
No, because he's in season 8.
Yeah, and no. Also, guys, come on. We all know something's going to go down in the crossover. That's why there's 10.
Yeah.
There's 10 episodes because it's going to get us to the crossover. Get it together,
and then he's
going to
die in the crossover.
Obviously, because he traded his life to save everyone this year.
Yeah.
With a pile of dead superheroes like Stargirl, which is going into filming soon. It's coming. It's going to be amazing. Yeah. Anyways. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm going to forfeit my prediction. I will say, though, I love that where you guys are going. I'm not forfeiting. I love where you guys are going with the Amiko and Oliver thing. Yeah. And I feel like Felicity will be team Laurel and definitely believe Laurel. But I think that Oliver is going to be the one that hesitates. And he's going to be like, no, it's my sister. I love her. I want to get to know her. And that's going to be conflict.
Yeah, I'm just going to jump on yours. I think that the whole Amiko thing is going to be drawn out for a long time. And it's going to be very convoluted. But Felicity is going to believe Laurel. That was going to be mine, but go ahead.
My prediction is about the flash forwards. I think that Mia and William are going to find Felicity, but even more, they're going to find that the reason Felicity disappeared is because she found Oliver. bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum.
Ooh, bum, I like you.
All right.
All right, friends. Now this time, we're actually going to say goodbye. Not because we won't love you or miss you, because we are, and we're going to see you next week. See you on social media.
Bye, goodbye. You guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.